Hello, everybody. I'm going to act like my microphone works, even though it doesn't, because it makes me feel better and more professional. Therefore, we'll reflect more confidence in my ability to talk about confidence today. See? Placebo. So let's talk confidence. Confidence is different in everyone's eyes. What do you think confidence is? Take these next couple of seconds to just reflect while I gather my thoughts to give you my perception of what confidence is. Okay, great. So, in my opinion, confidence is the ability to be so secure in yourself, your decisions, your behaviors, the way you look, the way you act, in your personality, the way you communicate with others, to be so secure in that you can do anything alone. And you know that at the end of the day, you have yourself and you're okay with it. That's the part. You're okay with doing anything alone because you've been there, done that, like Pitbull in a way. Like, for example, if you trip on the street and you know people are watching, to me, in my opinion, in my perception, confidence, the way that could be handled is by laughing at yourself. Are you confident enough to laugh at yourself that happened? Like, giggle on the street, smile. No, like, everyone's watching, no one's watching, doesn't matter. Or are you going to just look down or get all red and embarrassed? Because I used to get embarrassed and flustered easily, so easily. I'm like, oh, stuttering in public, that's so embarrassing. Now laugh and collect yourself because every human has their moment, right? And in that case, you're going to be relatable and therefore funny. Therefore, people are going to laugh with you or at you. It depends how you look at it. But either way, it exudes confidence. So, reining in onto what I was saying earlier. Do things that make you feel confident would be my point one, because really fake it till you make it. My example of this, I guess, would be, to me, what makes me feel confident is if I am strong, if I woke up early that morning and worked out and have those extra endorphins to keep me going throughout the day. Weirdly, coffee makes me confident. If I drink a coffee, then I'm set for the day. If not, I'm kind of slow. And then I get a bit, like, not insecure, but too self-aware, too self-absorbed into being slow and not, like, quick with it that day. Another confidence factor for me would be the way I present myself, the way I dress. I have to say, ever since moving to Italy, I dress way more collected than I used to in high school. Obviously, I mean, every day in high school, I would pull up to the school with a sweatshirt as everyone else. And in a way, it was kind of like normal, because if you pulled up in a sweater and a denim skirt like I wore today, people would look at you weirdly. And that's probably not going to give you the most confidence unless you have a superiority complex. You know what I mean? Anyways, so the way you dress, the way you present yourself, it could be the shoes you're wearing. If you're out that night and you know you're most confident in heels, wear the heels, because that exudes confidence. Being so secure in yourself, also getting creative with your wardrobe, even if it doesn't go, as long as you wear it with confidence, people are going to just think that it goes. You know, like, if it goes, it goes, because you wear it with confidence. It's that attitude that it's unbothered. Someone could hate on you, and you could be unbothered, and that unbothered response that you don't care enough. You don't care enough to take account of what this person has criticized about you, about your look, or whatever it is that they criticized that day. You don't want to give them the satisfaction that they deserve your time. Because you're so secure in yourself, in your own decisions, your own capability to make anything independent, anything all up to you by yourself. You don't need anyone. You don't need anyone's validation, advice, help, guidance, company. Yes, everyone has those days where they're like, okay, I feel like I need a friend to go to the gym today, or I need a friend to go to a coffee shop and sit. But ultimately, at the end of the day, like, that's just one silly day, you know? It really just matters in retrospect. If you're so secure in yourself and doing anything independently, by yourself, driven, that's the goal. That's what we're trying to get to, right? So fake it till you make it, the way you present yourself. Another huge point that has really guided me to this level of confidence that I say I have definitely formed over the years, because I used to be frightened to do anything, honestly. Even my teacher, I spoke in front of her class a couple of weeks ago, and she was like, yeah, you were shy. You were really shy. If she told me this in front of a class, maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, I would have gotten all red and flustered and like, oh, damn, I was shy. You're right. Why are you going to expose me like that? But I accepted it, right? You just have to say, yeah, yes, I was shy. I was shy. And what about it? It's okay. It's part of the character development, right? So yeah, I used to be incredibly shy and quiet. Growing up a quiet kid, you observe a lot, you learn a lot, you pick up different things, and you create yourself. That's what I did. Anyways, what was I going? See, this is crazy. It's hard to podcast when you have so many thoughts. Right, so I did pause it for a while, I'm not going to lie, to save you guys like 2 minutes back to me collecting my thoughts. So the point that I was trying to make before I went off on that was getting to know yourself. That was the other big thing that has really helped me form my own character and my, because as I was saying, at the end of the day, you have yourself. Being confident is being secure enough to be alone and spend time alone with your thoughts, alone, in public, alone, right? So knowing yourself, because that's eventually, like, that's you. That's your character. You're going to be out in public, alone, doing things by yourself. You better know yourself, right? You have yourself till the end of the line, till the end of the day. You're alone, you're with friends, you're with yourself no matter what. So it's worth it to understand yourself. And in this way, I guess what kickstarted it was when my astrological friends were like, oh, you're a Gemini. I was like, oh, great. There's so much hate about Geminis. Sorry, I literally apologized for being a Gemini. I can't believe I used to do that. And then they were like, why are you apologizing? Because the stereotype of Geminis are terrible. I'm sorry, I don't know. And they're like, don't apologize. You just, everyone is literally different. It could be a terrible Pisces. It could be, you know. Anyways, so know yourself. Get to know yourself. This whole Gemini thing, I just used it as a way to understanding myself and being like, wait, that does resonate with me. That doesn't resonate with me. All of that, even if you don't believe in this, which is completely fine, it might be placebo more than half the time, it still allows you to open up windows and possibilities into learning more about yourself and the way you react and the type of people that you hang out with and the way you react in different settings. Like if someone's sharing a story about their terrible travel day, you know yourself when you say in your head, like, oh, I would absolutely have a meltdown if that happened to me. Or I would remain completely calm and stoic in this moment. Knowing yourself is the ability to know the way you're going to react before you react. If that makes sense. I'm trying to formulate my thoughts here. It's a bit complex. But then I also did the MBTI tests multiple times because, yes, it also might be placebo, but I actually think they're more accurate than Zodiac. Hate on me, don't hate on me. That's just my opinion. These MBTI things, they're based on not completely factual psychology, but it is the Myers-Briggs 16 categories into a personality. And then if you're type A or type B, I've learned throughout the years, I'm type B with a preference, if that makes sense. I'm type B plus. I'll be cool, calm, and collected, but I also am a lot more laid back than is probably necessary. And that's fine. That's just who I am. See? Know yourself. And I got ENTP, and then you associate yourself with characters and see if you see any similarities or differences. And then you can also, here's another thing, go into the opposite. So I guess it would be ISFJ to ENTP and see like if you're completely contradictory to what your opposite supposedly is. Again, there are 16 types. So I would take a couple of tests on different websites and get to know what letters and all of that. If you're more of a feeler, if you're more of a thinker, perceiver, judger, extroverted, introverted, intuitive sensing, all of that. I could do an entire podcast episode, but I feared that would have to be with my brother because he's a real genius here, and I credit him to all of my MBTI knowledge. Every time a friend is like, Nina, give me a personality type, I'm going to send you to my brother before I do anything, and then I'll take it from there. So yeah, this has really helped me. Now I can confidently start my day saying, yes, I am an extroverted person who likes to be quiet in public. I am an intuitive person, not a sensor, a thinker rather than a feeler, but I still have empathy. Thinking doesn't mean you don't have empathy. It just means that you prioritize your thoughts rather than your feelings. No, that makes no sense. I take that back. You make decisions off of your thoughts rather than what you feel. You don't let emotions get in the way, because at the end of the day, everything is an emotion. But if you can intellectualize, so you don't have to intellectualize any like, that's not healthy to intellectualize every single emotion. But when it comes to making decisions, yeah, be a bit more. Actually, see, that's just my thinker talking. Do whatever you want. Life is yours. You are you. So then there's perceivers and judgers, and I got perceiver because I'm a perceiver. 2 + 2 = 4, 4 + 4 = 8. Right, so this also comes with growing up a quiet kid. I believe that, I actually wrote a note about this because I got a sudden urge of inspiration the other day. Let's see if I can find it. But growing up a quiet kid was being very independent and self-reliant because you were not secure within yourself enough to talk. And then, like, I would always get scared that someone would try to roast me, or I don't know, something random. Like, I would be walking the halls, and if I'm loud, then I was scared I was going to be a target for someone to go against me, and I wouldn't have enough confidence to fend for myself, if that makes sense. Now I don't really care, because it doesn't matter. Because it doesn't matter. It literally does not matter. You have yourself at the end of the day. Like, what does it matter? That person has themselves. And if they're spending so much time on trying to take down another person, then their perspective is a bit cloudy. And I pray that they have enough clarity to find themselves. Because at the end of the day, you should... Wow, I've said at the end of the day so much. Maybe it's because it's the end of the day. But anyways, if you grow up quiet, you know what I mean. You've grown up always being told to speak louder or talk more. But you've also grown up with a very perceptive eye, which allows you to be a great listener. I think that great listeners kind of come from mostly being quiet, but you can also be a very extroverted person growing up and still be a great listener now when you're older. That just comes with understanding, having a deep emotional knowledge that you understand the depths of different situations and different perspectives, and having that level of social awareness and maturity that you can place yourself into anyone's shoes and feel what they're feeling, but not get caught up in it. Feel what they're feeling, but also know when it's time to step back and step back into your own perspective. Back to the original point with what gives you more confidence or leverage to reach the level of confidence that you want to is taking a bunch of online tests is what really worked for me, because then I knew myself to a certain level, and it really just depends on how deep and how well you know yourself. Literally take a Hogwarts test. I don't care. It's like, know yourself so well that you know where you belong in every scenario. Even if you don't belong, that's where you belong, right? Write down, journaling, a lot of that stuff. I would write down my favorite artists, my favorite songs and music, and then write down your favorite books, your favorite TV shows, your favorite characters, literally anything, your favorite drink, food, all of that, your favorite city, where you want to be, where you want to live. If you don't know, that's fine. Any goals that you have, if you don't know if you have any. Also journaling, literally journaling your thoughts and getting that out onto paper so you can read it back to yourself and then have that clarified perspective. Because when you journal, you basically imagine a balloon that's about to explode because it has so much air in it. So journaling, you kind of let that air out, and then you can read it with a much clearer perspective because you let all your thoughts out. And now you're reading your thoughts with a clarified perspective. So journaling has really helped me understand who I am to a deep deep level. Also prioritizing yourself, and if you know you're going to need that extra little boost of confidence that day and you like to work out or something and you're tired, I'm still going to push myself to go to the gym because that's the way I'm going to feel healthiest and glow and the most confident version of myself. And if I know that I like to smell a certain way, I'm going to put my favorite perfume on and I'm going to put my lotion on. And if I want to glow, and I know that maybe others can't tell a difference, but I can feel a difference personally, if I feel glowier that day, yeah, I'll put on some serum before I put my makeup on or whatever order you want, or I'll gua sha that morning. Literally the most, not even shallow, but the tiniest little things in your life that can all build, they're Legos, and you can build a Lego house of confidence. That's the best example. I hope that makes sense in your brain because it makes a lot of sense in mine. These little things are Legos. Find your confidence Legos and build your Lego house of confidence. In a way, it's having your presence heard even though you're silent. Kind of like perfume, to take this example, actually. You can put Santal 33 on and it's silent, but people can definitely smell it. And that one person who recognizes it is like immediate bond. They're like, oh my god, it's Santal 33, you're joking, I love it. And it's silence, but it's there. Be so confident and secure in yourself that you walk into a room and you are like perfume, because you could be silent and not talk and just observe. That's actually law 4 of power, say less than necessary, but your presence is still heard. That's power in confidence. Okay, moving on. Social tips to be confident. I wrote down 4 bullet notes and I'm making the most out of it. Act like you're friends with everyone is what I wrote. And that's true, actually. Because if you act like you're friends with everyone, it kind of goes hand in hand with my 4th bullet point. You want to pretend that you're friends with everyone, because whatever energy you give is kind of like the energy you get back. Unless you're that type of person who is the person reflecting the energy. But in that case, it's still a both-way thing. It's never going to be a one-face thing. Coming from someone who subconsciously mirrors a lot of energy, you still want to try to place a good, bubbly friendship energy at first in order to be able to mirror that, or like set the tone, right? Always set the tone with friendship and openness and welcome. Like, I want to talk to you, I'm here, and I want to listen to you and your life, and I want to be around you. That's the type of presence that I try to approach people with, because everyone is special, right? You want to hear their story. You want to hear who they are. Or if you're just friends with that person, you just want to be with them. If you want to meet someone, everyone likes to feel valued, obviously. And so if you talk with someone and you make them feel like they're your friend and valued, then automatic bond. It's an automatic bond. Trust me. And then the better friendships are, like, the better the conversation, the better the friendship outcome. Or even if you meet this person just one time, they're most likely going to remember you because you acted like you knew them before you met them. That makes sense. I hope it makes sense. But the 4th bullet point is perception of yourself is often what reflects into the world. So yeah, with this, I guess this might just be placebo or subconscious, but personally, in my own experience, I'm not speaking on everyone's, just my own. If I step out that day into the world with not my most confident version of myself, and I feel a bit more like a bit too self-aware, you know, about what I look like that day or what I'm sounding like that day or what I act like that day, then I swear that response I get from the world is like not, it's not a support that I receive. It's more of like a validation of what I'm insecure about. If I'm scared of the way I sound that day, and then I step out and I'm like not confident at all, and then I feel like that day is just not going to be good. I don't know. Moral of the story, set yourself up for success. Kind of set affirmations for yourself. No, actually do, not kind of. Literally, yes. Full send it, 100%. Validation. Validate affirmation. Affirmations for yourself and your most confident version of yourself. Because I swear it works. If you wear that confident mask and you give that out into the world, that confident mask, even if you're not, apply all these tips and act like the most confident version of yourself. You know yourself, you're secure in yourself, you are so independent, and you're unbothered, you're like, nothing affects you. That's the energy you're going to receive back. goes for anything, right? So be careful how you treat others in the world, because that's literally what you receive back in any way, shape, or form. Karma is real, but it's sneaky. Like, you may not notice it on first glance. Sometimes you're just going to have to ponder a bit and be like, what did I do to deserve this? Sometimes you did nothing, and maybe that's just the world testing you, or something's actually in retrograde or an eclipse. But I learned that the hard way. But most of the time, it's a response. It's a direct response to what you put out into that world. If you give genuine compliments to people, you're probably going to receive that back, or someone's going to tell you something and it's going to stick with you in a good way. You know, that type of thing, that type of concept. Okay, I'm going to end it here before I ramble on another hour, but this is a big, important topic in my perspective, because confidence has been something that you cannot buy. You cannot grow overnight. You cannot just wake up confident. You have to really work your way towards it and understand your own self, your presence, your being, before anything happens. Like, you need to know the way you're going to react before anything reacts. No, what? Yeah, okay. All right, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope that this actually helped you a lot, and I hope that this set a new mission and little side quest in your life to get to know yourself. Take yourself out on a solo date and make an MBTI quiz. Okay, thank you. Call you next time. Bye-bye.